This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Vincent's still busy with his farm work, so I'm keeping the chair warm for him this morning. And what we're going to be talking today about, I was going to be talking about chickens and rabbits, and I might still get to that a bit later. But there's another topic that's come up on the radar, which is a lot more important than that. And so I think I'd better talk about this. They are rolling out in the UK as we speak, coronavirus vaccines, and they are going to try and make everybody get them, if needs be, probably by force of arms. This is not going to go well. You should definitely not get that vaccine. You should probably not be living in town anywhere in the world. If you're still living in town anywhere in the world at the moment, then you should leave and you should find some rural place to be. And the more rural, the more out of the way, the better. And, oh my gosh, many people, you know, have been getting this intuition to move to the country for many, many, many years. And I would say that it's the prompting of the Holy Spirit to everybody who's listening. Those of us who moved out of town a number of years ago are already pretty well set up now. So if the apocalypse happened tomorrow, I'd be okay. I'd survive. There's still so much work that needs to get done here. But I'd be okay. I'd live and I'd keep going, at least, well, indefinitely, actually. But this coronavirus vaccine, why you should not get it, okay? What it is no matter who makes it, whether it's Moderna or whether it's Pfizer or whatever, it really doesn't matter because if you go to the Holy Bible, it'll tell you that everybody would be required to get a mark, and the word in Greek that's used there has the implication of sticking or pricking or tattooing or piercing. So they didn't have any concept in ancient Greece of hypodermic needles. Hypodermic needles wouldn't be invented for a very, very long time. But they did have the idea of tattooing. They did have the idea of pricking. They did have the idea of piercing. Okay? And so that's the idea, is some type of putting a needle in is conveyed in the prophecy, and it says that you won't be able to buy or sell, and that everybody, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a free man or a slave, whether you are a man or a woman, anywhere on the earth, that you will be required to get this in order to buy or sell. Now, you need to be set up somewhere where you don't need to buy or sell. That's the only way out. And there's very few places now on the whole earth where you can live without having to buy or sell. Now, 100 years ago, there were a bunch of different places. Even 70 years ago, you could live in Aboriginal Australia, and there were tribes there that had never known money, never even seen a white man up until 70 years ago. There are Aboriginal tribes in Australia that had never, ever, ever seen a white man within living memory. And there's still some of the old people in these tribes that remember those times. They didn't have buying and they didn't have selling. Now, what else is going to be in the chip, and sorry, in the so-called vaccine or inoculation, is a tracking chip. And all of them are going to have them, whether it's the Moderna or the Pfizer or whatever, because they're having, senior scientists from these companies like Pfizer come out and say, you need to get injected with the same type of vaccine each time. So if you've had Pfizer vaccines in the past, you can't hop across to Moderna. And so we're going to put a chip in the vaccine to make sure that you don't hop across, you don't have, Pfizer one time and then Moderna the next time and all that, Oh my gosh. And when I heard that, I've been studying these prophecies for pretty well my entire adult life since I was about 17 years old. And when I heard that, I was literally, Lord God, you are so true. You are coming, Lord Jesus, and I pray that you come, Lord Jesus. That's the truth of it. You should not get that vaccine because it's the mark of the beast, okay? If any of you are going to a church, then you're going to have the preachers telling you, it's not the mark of the beast because the mark of the beast doesn't happen while the saints are here, and the saints are here, so it can't be the mark of the beast. Wow. Says who? There's also, in the Bible, it talks about a sifting of the wheat and a blowing away of the chaff, or a separating of the sheep and the goats, okay, meaning, chaff is good for horse food. Chaff is good for mulching your garden with. Chaff is good for feeding your rabbits. But it's not really that good for making into bread. It's not very nourishing food for humans, okay? So you need to take this into account. And sheep and goats, sheep, Jesus said we're all either sheep or goats, okay? Now if I'm a sheep, I'm a wild mountain sheep, which is still a sheep, but I'm not a domesticated sheep. I'm a sheep that can live in the wild countryside without getting eaten. But goats are a very different creature. The males are just disgusting, really. They really are. Anyone who's been a goat farmer has had anything to do with billy goats, male goats, bucks, as they're called. They urinate all over themselves. Yep, and I think that it makes them smell good. They have a tendency to be unpredictable, and they will butt you. Especially if they don't know you. If they know you, if you're the boss, then they won't. But if they don't know you, they will butt you. They destroy fences. They break into your orchards and ruin your trees. They're really fun little creatures to have, goats. I've had goats in the past. I don't think I'll have them again. And actually, it's just really interesting. They're actually more, people think that goats are tough. Yeah, goats are tough, but they're actually more susceptible to more diseases than sheep, which is a funny thing, but it's actually true. So there's a sorting of the sheep and the goats happening. And there's a sorting of the wheat and the chaff, which is happening. And this whole inoculation thing is a part of it. Anyone who is a born and bred child of the living God will never, ever get this inoculation, this vaccination. Okay, they just won't. And the reason why they won't is because they will know their Bible and they will figure out on their own, no matter what their preacher man says, that this is the mark of the beast and they better not take it. But, you know, there's so many preachers out there are just false preachers now, you know. It's just really, really sad to see. It really is. Don't get this vaccine. There's other good reasons not to get it too. It goes in and it reprograms your DNA and RNA, okay? And your RNA controls something called the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is a function that changes glucose in the body. It changes glucose into energy. So it's like the fire that burns. It's like the sequence of fires. There's about 20, I can't remember exactly how many. There's about 26 stages or something like that in the Krebs cycle that is responsible for changing sugar, that means glucose, into energy to fuel your body. Okay, and your body can get glucose, obviously, from sugar, also from starch. It can also get it from fat and protein, which is really, really interesting. So when Dr. Shirley says that you don't need to eat sugar and you don't need to eat starch, he's actually right. You don't need to eat sugar and you don't need to eat starch because you can get your glucose that your body needs to run from fat and from protein, and it's a more complicated system, but it probably is better for you because, you know, you might get a few, not so many pesticides if you're getting it from fat or from protein. Yes, but anyway, you don't want to mess with the Krebs cycle. If you mess with the Krebs cycle, that's K-R-E-B-S cycle, which is the glucose metabolism in the body, then you die. And I don't know, maybe it would be, if there's any medical doctors out there who know more about the Krebs cycle than what I do, then feel free to call in. Or if you want to talk about any of these topics, the number is 866-582-9933. And I'm sure that Jason can figure out how to patch you through. I can't see your call, but I'm sure that Jason can help you out. And God bless. I'll see you all in a minute.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Keeping the seat warm for Vincent today. He's got some farm work to get caught up on. But we're talking today about why you should not get the mark of the beast. Okay, you go to hell if you get the mark of the beast. That's according to the Holy Bible. That should be a good enough reason all on its own. But before then, oh my gosh, there's so many good reasons not to get it. Okay. Yeah, the Moderna vaccine involves putting nanoparticles into your body, okay, that are basically, oh my gosh, if this doesn't wake you up and make you not want to get this inoculation, I don't know what will. I'd say that if this piece of information does not make you wake up, that you're a lost cause. Okay? The nanoparticles that go into your body are called luciferase. Luciferase. Okay? And, you know, they genetically reprogram your body to make a fluorescent dye that can be picked up on cameras to see if you've got their vaccine. Now, freaky, huh? You know, you walk around like a glow-in-the-dark monkey? You know, you saw these films about 5 years ago, these glow-in-the-dark monkeys coming out of China and, you know, Burma or places like that. I don't know if it's the same technology, but it might be. You got to walk around like a glow-in-the-dark monkey, go for it, mate. If you're that stupid to get this, then you probably should actually get the vaccine. So I wouldn't. And luciferase. Oh, my gosh, who comes up with this stuff? Really? Who comes up with this stuff? I'm almost speechless. I'm at the point where my jaw is just hanging open going, there's just not knowing what to say. Really? Luciferase. So that means that if you take it, you belong to Lucifer, meaning the devil. So if you can't figure that one out, then maybe you deserve a Darwin Award. Maybe you do. But like I say, it's like sifting the wheat from the chaff, sorting out the sheep from the goats. This is the example that Jesus Christ himself gave. Goats will do anything for, I mean, sheep are pretty bribable as well, but goats are just, you know, they will just do anything for a little yummy treat. You know, sheep, for all their faults, I would say that sheep are probably a little bit more wary in their nature, a little bit more cautious in their nature than goats. It's probably a good thing to be a bit cautious in your nature right now. Yeah, just don't follow the butt behind. Oh, sorry, don't follow the rear end in front of you too much, because sheep are also really good. They just follow whatever rear end is in front of them. That's the one that they follow. Yeah, why else you shouldn't take the coronavirus vaccine, any of them, you know, you shouldn't take it, because it's going to set up an anaphylactic response to the cold virus. How's that? Wow. Anaphylaxis, huh? What, you mean like peanut allergy? Yeah, that's the one. So if you get the coronavirus vaccine, the next time you meet a cold virus, you're going to go into an anaphylactic shock and possibly die. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Well, I can hear music again, so that means we're at the bottom of the hour. When we get back, I might get into what we should do.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. The Supreme Court on Tuesday denied a request from Pennsylvania Republicans Republicans to block certification of Commonwealth's election results, but the Supreme Court did move on a motion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His complaint on Tuesday says four swing states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have until Thursday to respond to the bill of complaint. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Ravens 34-17 Tuesday night, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy reacts to former Cowboy, now Ravens wide receiver Dez Bryant, testing positive for the China virus right before kickoff.
Yes, I was informed as I was walking on the field, you know, before the kickoff. So, you know, obviously if it is the case, you know, you feel bad that he has the virus. I can't tell you know who talked to who or so forth. I'm just going off of what I was told.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. One of the best college football games of the year every year has gotten the China virus axe. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking down the 2020 college football schedule, 122 games have been postponed or canceled due to China virus and its imposing restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go
to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. So I think that I've gone on enough about, you know, why you shouldn't get the coronavirus vaccine, that it is the mark of the beast, that it's going to make you glow in the dark, depending on which one. I mean, as far as I've heard, it's been the Moderna one that makes you glow in the dark like a genetically modified monkey. And that it will set up an anaphylactic shock, an anaphylactic response to the, the common cold virus, so that the next time you come across the cold virus, you're basically going to go into a peanut allergy or bee sting type response, and then, you know, anaphylactic responses generally kill you within minutes. Yeah, so that's, oh my gosh. That's why you shouldn't get it, you know. It's, I don't think it would be actually useful or helpful here to dwell on that topic any longer, so I'm going to move on. What you should and shouldn't do, this is not going away, okay? And the really dangerous thing, oh, yeah, and because this, you know, this vaccine is getting rolled out, you're going to get so many people die as a result of adverse vaccine reactions, and you can guarantee that every single one of those vaccine deaths is going to be labeled as COVID-19. You can absolutely guarantee it because the hospitals are getting $50,000 for every death that they label as coronavirus. So they're labeling people with motorcycle accidents. I mean, we know all this. This is all old territory. But there might be somebody in the class who's never really heard about any of this. So I'm gonna talk about it for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to move on. Okay? There's something like 80% of the people who get the coronavirus vaccine get really, really, really sick from it, like having to go to the emergency department, sick from it. So you want to take something that's supposed to protect you from a deadly virus that makes you so sick that you end up in the emergency department at your local hospital? You want to take that? Yeah, and then you'll get into the emergency department and they'll say, oh, coronavirus. Now they'll shove a tube down your throat and blow your lungs out and kill you. Yeah, well, getting that vaccine really helped to keep you healthy, didn't it? Sarcasm there, in case anybody's sort of wondering. So, yeah, that's just another reason why. Yeah, and then, you know, if you and it sterilizes people. You know, it sterilizes something like, you know, once again, I think something like 60% of people. It just goes in and, you know, there was one type that, you know, just tried your gonads, but they kind of found out that that wasn't such a good idea, so then they just set up another one, you know, another response within the vaccine where the, you know, the vaccine just kind of goes in and attacks the placenta when it forms. So that means that as soon as the egg lodges within the woman's body and sends out, and the zygote, the little fertilized egg, sends out that little tentacle that becomes the placenta, you know, and the umbilical cord. That, you know, that little zygote gets killed. Because it gets, you know, cut off. You know, like Alex Jones was talking about this earlier today. He said, well, yesterday, and he said it's like that you're, you know, you're that guy, you're David in the, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey, and Hal just sends you out in a space capsule and just, you know, cuts off your, you know, your air supply, and then you die in space. So, yeah, don't get it. It's just, I think I've rambled on enough now. It's been, oh my gosh, about 40 minutes that I've been rambling on to not get the coronavirus, 36 minutes that I've been, 35 minutes or something I've been rambling on to not get the coronavirus vaccine. If you do, you've basically got a death wish. Now, what I would like to get onto now is what you should and should not do at this time in history. we are headed squarely for the most massive collapse of civilization that the world has ever seen, that any of us has ever seen. Okay, and it's literally the apocalypse. It's literally the revelation of John the Apostle. That's what we're headed into. So, if you've got any ideas of, you know, making a vast fortune and, you know, retiring just happy out in the middle of nowhere, I'm actually in favour of the out in the middle of nowhere thing. I think that that's a good thing. But you should not wait until you've made a great fortune to do so. You should do it now. Just whatever you have, okay, you need to get as much money as you can together, buy as much land as you can afford out somewhere rural, I would say a minimum of 20 kilometres out of town. And the reason why I say a minimum of 20 kilometres from town is that that's the, if you have to walk 20 kilometres, that's 15 miles or thereabouts. If you have to walk 15 miles, as even a fit, strong adult, you're going to be really, really, really tired by the end of it. Even if you're just keeping pace and just putting one foot in front of the other, you are going to be very, very tired at the end of that walk. And I know, because I've done it many times, because I live about 20 kilometres out of town. I live about 15 miles out of town. And sometimes I've had to walk into town. Sometimes I have. And, you know, at other times things have gone wrong with my horse and cart or with my bicycle or whatever, a tricycle. I have an electric trike, but, you know, sometimes things go wrong there. Sometimes the battery goes flat or whatever, and you just got to walk it. It's really tiring to walk 20 kilometres. You know, 15 miles. If you are living at least 15 miles from town, and you get somebody comes to your doorstep and they walked from town, they're going to be pretty tired, which gives you the advantage in having, if they decide that they are really desperate and they want food and they want water, and instead of asking if they try and take it, then they are, you're going to have the home advantage if you are more than 15 miles from town. Okay? And I would say the further from town you are at this stage, the better. Yeah, and you might think, well, won't most people have cars? And you say, well, as this thing goes on, the number of people who have cars is going to be less and less. You will find that cars actually become pretty rare, and even the blue team, they won't really have automobiles too much either, as this thing progresses, because to have automobiles, you need a petroleum industry and you need spare parts and you need, you need computer experts, because all these cars now, they all use computers, and you need this and you need that, and it's all going to be lacking. It already is lacking from this point going forward, okay? Spare parts are already in short supply. We've shown that. And you say, oh, what if they have an electric vehicle? What, you think electric vehicles don't have mechanical problems? They just have a different set of mechanical problems. And given that they are computer controlled too, and this AI might seem pretty smart, that we've already demonstrated here on the show, especially with Vincent Finelli's excellent work. Sometimes AI can be pretty dumb. That's just the best way to put it, I think. You know, sometimes nobody knows what's wrong with the vehicle. The AI just decides to have a connection fit and stop working. And if that happens, then your car is just a useless hunk of junk sitting in your driveway. And it doesn't matter if you're the police. It's the same vehicle technology. You know, so I think that going forward, they're going to be having problems too. Okay, this is it. You need to be out of town. You need to gather whatever resources you can now, and you need to leave. And if you can't afford real estate, if you're that low in resources that you just can't afford any real estate, not even a few acres. If you're in such a state that you cannot get $5,000 together to go and buy a few acres of land in rural Missouri or wherever, then you need to go anyway, and you need to pack a tent. And if I was in that sort of circumstances, I'd be going somewhere warm. And I would be trying to avoid human populations. So I would not be going to places like Slab City. And I would not be hanging around Skid Row or homeless camps or any place like that. I would be probably the best place to be homeless at the moment, if I was in the United States. I would not be anywhere in the United States. I would probably be in Mexico. Would probably be the best warm climate place to be. But remember, deserts can be very, very cold places as well. And I'll see you on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about this topic some more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Today we're discussing what to do when you have to face the apocalypse, which is now, okay, that you shouldn't be in a city or even a small town, that you should already be out of Dodge. But if you are not, and if you need to leave now, okay, meaning that you need to be packing your bags today and you need to be getting the kids in the car today and you need to be leaving either tonight or the next few days, because when they come through with this, coronavirus vaccine squad, they're going to be the National Guard. They're going to be using the military and the National Guard, and they have a plan to have the whole of the United States vaccinated, they say, within 24 hours. This has been out of their own mouth that this has been coming. You can look it up on the internet. You can find this out for yourself, okay? If you can't get to somewhere like Mexico, okay, or if you don't want to go to somewhere like Mexico, if you want to stay in the United States, I would say that the best place to go in the whole of the United States, if you have to get out of Dodge and if you have to have somewhere to go, would be the Four Corners region. Okay, because the Indians who live there, the Hopi who live there, they have they've got a really, really good awareness of all these things that are coming down now. They have an ancient set of prophecies of their own that basically tell what's going to happen. And that, that they have been instructed through their own culture to look after the refugees of this time. That when you go and you seek help from the Hopi, you need to go with the utmost respect, okay? Please don't try and tell them what to do, because they've been doing what they do for rather a long time, and it's worked for rather a long time. So they know what to do. So you're the baby. This is what they say in their culture. They say that the white man is like an infant. The white man's like a baby. And in a lot of ways, we really are. You know, we have infantile responses as white people. Not me. You know, not a lot of the people. Not Vincent, not Rich Sheban. We don't have infantile responses. You know, we have responses which are probably more in line with the Native Americans than the general proportion of the population. And I would say that most of the USA Prepares instructors have that sort of response, you know, that, not an infantile response. What do I mean when I say an infantile response, by the way? Something goes wrong and you fall down in a heap and just cry. like it says on the buffer. No whining, you know. And I'll admit, sometimes when I'm facing a catastrophic set of circumstances, I will go out the back and have a bit of a cry. But that's not where my response ends. Usually it goes into God help me. And it's okay to cry to God. It's just fine. You should cry to God. You should acknowledge your own weakness, but then you should work towards finding a response. You know, you should prayerfully ask God what you should do, and then you need to think. And this is it, because I've had people in the past contact me, and they say, Gwyneth, what do we do? And I say, well, what's your circumstances? Oh, we're living in an apartment. Get out of the apartment. What are you doing in the apartment? You know, well, I've got children. You know, it doesn't matter. Get out of the apartment. In fact, having children is another reason to get out of the apartment, okay, because an apartment's a prison camp. And I think that the happenings in Melbourne over the last 12 months, over the last year or so, have shown just how quickly that an apartment building can be turned into a concentration camp. You're a sitting duck if you're in an apartment building. If you're in an apartment building, you should not be there. You should, if you own the apartment, you should sell it. And you should use the money from the sale of the apartment to buy a rural piece of land. I keep going on and on about this. This is what you need to do. Even if the land has absolutely nothing on it, you can figure out what to do. Okay, and you should figure out what to do. You should use it as an opportunity for growth. Okay, we're at the top of the hour, and we need to have the top of the hour news, and then I'll be back with more handy tips and tricks on how to deal with the apocalypse. God bless you all, and I'll speak to you in probably about 5 or 10 minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.